Today on episode number 546, it is the last podcast of 2016. So for the fourth year in a row, we're going to be talking about your, that's right, you contributed, it's your show, your favorite podcast. If you can only listen to one, this is the one that you recommended. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in and wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. As I record this, I've eaten way too much food, I've watched some really good football, and I'm ready to hang out with the rest of my family, which is you. If you're new to the show, here's what we do. I help you massage your message, I help you tackle that technology. I'll help you face your fears and flatten that learning curve and get you on the road to launching a successful podcast. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, that's LISTENER, when you sign up. That will save on either a single course or a monthly or yearly membership. Got to do a couple quick shout outs. Thank you to Bill Hutchison. You can find him at billhutchison.org. Glenn the Geek Hebert over at Horse Radio Network. .com. I want to say special thanks to Kale Nelson from hamradio360.com and Kathy Klein from rockyourretirement.com. All these people put things in my P.O. box for Christmas, and Bill sent me a Christmas card from Australia. How cool is that? And I don't know why, but when I get things from across the pond, I just get giddy. It's amazing. So thank you to all those people. And of course, I got to say a special thank you, of course, to two great people, and that is Danny and Aaron Osmet. And you're like, really? Are those podcasters? No, they're better than podcasters. These are the people at EmeraldCityPro.com. If you go to EmeraldCityPro.com/SOP, these people can work magic on your podcasting. And you're like, what? Well, let's say you want to have an intro and an outro added, or maybe you want to have an advertisement added, or remove all those ums and nos, or any mistakes, or you need some noise reduced, or any kind of balance or dynamic processing or EQing or mastering. You just want people to go, ah, when they listen to your show. Listen, Emerald City Productions is a full-service recording studio that provides production, engineering, and editing. They've been around since 2009. They're based out of Tennessee, and I'm telling you, listen to this offer. And I do have a new little detail that I just found out. Remember I've been saying, this is still true, your first four episodes, $15 each. That's for podcasts, this is the new detail, up to 30 minutes. Now, that's still a great deal. Now, after the first four episodes, you get a price of $40, again, up to 30 minutes. That's awesome. And just think of all the time you'll save. Think of all the things you can get to do. I always say, podcasting, your downloads are a mixture of the value in your episode multiplied by the amount of time you spend promoting it. Well, a lot of us don't have time to promote it. Well, guess what? Let Danny take care of your podcast. Now you've got more time to promote it. And one more thing, if you haven't checked out their blog, the blog is full of useful information. They have articles on and videos as well. I should mention that too, about how to sound better from recording through production and publishing. All you have to do, go over to EmeraldCityPro.com/SOP. That's EmeraldCityPro.com/SOP. All right, here's how this works. I asked you, I said, hey, if you could only listen to one podcast, what would it be? And here's what you answered. We're going to start off. We're going to do these in alphabetical order.
Hello, my name is Jason Sacco of the Outdoor Adventures with Jason podcast. My website is www.oawjs.com, where I discuss bringing the best in hunting and fishing shows to my listeners on a weekly basis. And my favorite podcast is by far the Adam Carolla Show. It makes me laugh, good guests, something always interesting to hear. And if you haven't heard it, go out and give a listen.
Thank you, Jason. Adam Carolla, I believe, still holds the record for the most downloaded podcast, but that might need to be updated. Next up, one of the funniest dudes on the planet, Jason Bryant.
Hey, Dave, Jason Bryant from Matt Talk Online, the Matt Talk Podcast Network at matttalkonline.com. And my favorite podcast is a wrestling show that's not on my network. It is called Blood Round. These two guys, Tommy Baranowski and Kevin Klaunch, are wrestling fans from the state of Michigan. And over 2 years ago, they started talking sports. They started talking wrestling. And this was a show that's not safe for work. This is a show that might not even be safe for truck stops. These guys get after it. They're fun. They're refreshing. They don't care if they're right or wrong. They're just two people that are passionate about a sport, just like baseball fans are talking about the Cubs and Indians, just like football fans are talking about how awful and terrible the Eagles are. Oh, wait, no, that's the Browns. I don't know. I just don't want to beat up on Cleveland too much. But Blood Round at bloodround.com, simply one of the more fun, entertaining shows about a sport that I care about. You know, people listen to my shows all the time for news and interviews. As a matter of fact, my tagline is news, reviews, previews, and interviews. Well, these guys, they'll give you a lot of that, but it's going to have a little edge to it, and it's really fun. So each Wednesday morning, I wait to do boom to see the Twitter. I was like, okay, I'm not going to sit there and refresh my device and wait for it. I just wait till I see it on Twitter, and then boom, I listen to it. I'll stop the shows that I'm listening to listen to these guys. It's a lot of fun. They're just two guys that sit around and talk about wrestling. Matter of fact, their tagline for a while was, hey, we're just two idiots talking wrestling, until they realized when they were on iTunes, it just said Blood Round, and there was the pipe, two idiots, and that was all you could read. So now it's just simply called, they call it the Blood Round Wrestling Podcast, bloodround.com. These guys have become friends of mine, and it's something that's, you know, in a world of professional journalism, as I'm trying to work in, and professional interviews, these guys are a good fan show. It's a breath of fresh air. And, you know, some of their insights are right, some of them are wrong, but who cares? They're always fun to listen to. So that is my favorite podcast, Dave. It's my favorite. I tell you, it warms my heart, just like Bernie warms your feet.
Thank you, Jason. I'm noticing a trend, fun and entertaining. Let's send this over to Chris.
Hi there. My name is Chris Hache, and I am one of the hosts of the Noshing Nova Scotians podcast, which you can find over at chrishache.com. That's chrishache.com. And over there, we talk about our restaurant ventures in Canada and throughout the world. My favorite podcast is Freakonomics. Now, this is an NYC production, so that means they're not an independent broadcaster. And I know some folks here may not like that, but please hear me out. I've got three main reasons why this is my go-to podcast. The host, Stephen J. Dubner, is charming with a dry sense of humor, and he's got a really quick wit. I really appreciate how he's able to interact with his guests. Second reason, he raises a variety of interesting and thought-provoking questions, which really gets my mind working. And for me, that's a key component to a successful podcast. And finally, he's got a diverse selection of guests, and it doesn't feel cookie cutter like some of those entrepreneur-based shows, for example. He's got a wide selection, wide variety of topics, so really, you get to hear from a broad range of views. Now, even though this is my go-to podcast, there are some flaws. Probably the one that I dislike the most is I don't think they really get the idea of a podcast, because what they'll do is they'll repeat episodes. Well, why would you repeat an episode when I can just go back to the original one? I have a feeling it's just they had no material, or there was a vacation or something for that particular episode, and they felt the need to push out a podcast. I would rather they didn't do that and just show me the new stuff. Now, this was actually a very tough decision for me, because I could have gone with a lot of other podcasts. As a matter of fact, the next 15 are all independent based podcasts, but you asked for one. And so I'm listening to one, even though yours, Dave, is actually number two on my list. So until next time, I'm Chris Hache, host of the Noshing Nova Scotians podcast, wishing you every podcasting success.
Thank you, Chris. Everything we talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/546. Let's send it over to Brian.
Hey, Dave, this is Brian Goodwin with GoodwinSocialMedia.com. And I just wanted to throw in what my favorite podcast is. If I was only allowed to listen to one out of the 150 plus podcasts that I actually listen to and are subscribed to. Right now, the biggest one I would have to say is actually Hollywood Babylon with Ralph Garman, Kevin Smith. It's a podcast about the entertainment industry and them poking fun of it. Ralph Garman does a lot of different impressions and gives you kind of a brief backstage view as to what's going on while these two guys are yucking it up and poking fun at the industry that actually pays for their bills. It's great. If you've got tender years, though, I wouldn't recommend it so much just because they do use some pretty harsh language and the humor is rather crude. If you know anything about Kevin Smith, it becomes quite obvious. But if you are not offended by that, have a listen and enjoy it. Keeps me up at night whenever I need to be up and gives me several really good chuckles and bits of news and all that. Great stuff. I've been listening to it since about the third episode and have not missed an episode since. If you're wanting to know about my podcast, at the moment, I don't have one. Working on getting one launched. I'm close to getting it going. Got name and all that good stuff going. Just haven't quite gotten around to launching it yet. And so, but you can keep an update on that over at goodwinsocialmedia.com. So, Dave, thanks again for everything you do. We'll catch you next time I happen to see you. Till then, bye.
Thank you, Brian. There you go. Listener loyalty. Been with them since episode 3. There are a few of these that I actually pulled from another interview. And this one is from Tyler Sheff. He does the Cashflow Guys podcast. You can find him at cashflowguys.com. They educate investors on the true freedoms of passive income and cash flow opportunities. We don't believe that real estate is a get-rich-quick investment. Our team understands the value of the old saying that slow and steady wins the race. Here is Tyler.
Mick, I'm going to have a two-part answer here. I'm going to pick one show, but I'm going to give you two parts.
Okay.
If that's okay. I'm going to say my favorite show is Kate's Take, which is from the Entrepreneur on Fire series. It's the audio blog that goes along with it. In my business, it's very easy to get overwhelmed in details and minutiae and whatnot. And her systems is very important in real estate investing, critical to your success. And her podcast is all about building systems. Her advice is actionable. It's simple. It's to the point. And when I saw her podcast set up, I've never been so impressed in my life. A laptop and a microphone. Gotta love keeping it simple.
It's not about the tech, people. We've said that over and over and over. Next up, Katie Kremitzos from the Biz Women Rock podcast. That is a podcast that has incredible stories from super savvy businesswomen in all sorts of different industries who share their real stories about their business journeys, their ups, their downs, and everything in between. You can find her at biz, that's B-I-Z, womenrock.com.
All right, to be straight up honest here,
yeah,
the one that I listen to the most is called Meditation Oasis. Meditation Oasis is the one I've listened to even before I was a podcaster. And it just, I use it. Like sometimes I use it to help me fall asleep. Sometimes I use it because I actually need to get centered. And the funny thing is, like, she rarely updates a show, like maybe once or twice a year. but man, they're so good. So yeah, I'm responsible for the majority of that lady's downloads.
Thank you, Katie. You do rock. And this next person is kind of like Liberace. You just have to say Glenn. It's just one name now. And everybody knows we're talking Glenn Hebert from the Horse Radio Network. You can find that at horseradionetwork.com. That is the leading online radio and podcast network for horse lovers worldwide. Take it away, Glenn.
Hi, everybody. Glenn the Geek here from the Horse Radio Network. My favorite podcast right now just started about 5 episodes ago. I don't know how I found it, but I fell in love with it right away. He is engaging, and I just think it keeps me looking forward to the next one every week. It's called Mighty Blue on the Appalachian Trail, the Ultimate Midlife Crisis. It's about a guy who is in his 50s, out of shape, never hiked a day in his life, who decided to take on the Appalachian Trail and finished it 2,400 miles later. It's a couple years later. Now he's doing a podcast about it. He wrote a book about it, but it's engaging. He interviews people he met along the way. And he's, I just love this podcast. Look forward to it every week. So check it out. Mighty Blue on the Appalachian Trail, the Ultimate Midlife Crisis.
Thank you, Glenn. Again, everything we're talking about, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/546. Now we're going to send it over to Kim.
This is Kim Craggy of Toastmasters 101, a podcast production of Toastmasters District 10. My podcast focuses on how to learn public speaking and leadership skills from the international organization Toastmasters. My most recent favorite podcast is Mike Rose, The Way I Heard It. It's new, only about 30 episodes, but Mike's got this format that I love. He tells short stories about success, unexpected or heroic or utter unwillingness to give up, in a way that really keeps my attention. He doesn't tell us who the story is about until the end. Mike's got a wonderful voice, which he knows how to work when he's telling stories. As a speech teacher, I've assigned my students to listen and analyze how Mike tells a story so they can learn from him. This will probably be their favorite assignment of the year. Thanks for the School of Podcasting, Dave. It's been a wonderful year learning from you. Bye-bye.
I don't know if you guys can hear this, but if you're new to the show, I have a co-host. His name is Bernie. He's a cat. And Bernie has found that he likes the acoustics better in the bathroom. And he will now go in my bathroom and meow to where I swear the neighbors are going to start knocking on the door. And for whatever reason, he's sleeping in the tub. I don't know what's up with that, but it's really loud. Next up, we have one of my favorite people. Great guy, great pipes, the one and only Randy Cantrell.
Hello, my name is Randy Cantrell. The name of my podcast is Grow Great at growgreat.com, where I briefly talk about, well, sometimes not so briefly, growing business and growing careers. My favorite podcast is probably the one I've listened to the longest, Mixer G. And the reason it is a favorite is Andrew Warner, the host, just, you know, he's brave enough to ask the questions that as a business guy, I want asked. That's in that genre. So there are others. And of course, School of Podcasting is always right up there. Thanks for all you do, Dave. See ya.
That is a great point. You, as a host, you should be asking the question that you want your audience to ask. I think a lot of people miss that because they have their cookie cutter stuff that they want to do. And man, you want a great show. Good to Great and Leaning Towards Wisdom. Randy Cantrell puts on some great podcast. I spent a lot of great time this summer walking around a lake, getting chased by geese, listening to Randy Cantrell. Thank you, Randy. Next up, we're going to throw it over to Zen from the Slow Runners Club.
Zen Runner here from the Slow Runners Club podcast. And my favorite podcast is Mysterious Universe at mysteriousuniverse.org, which covers the strange UFO phenomenon, ghosts and hauntings, and cryptozoology. Ben and Aaron have been doing this show since the beginning of time, back in the day, as you like to say. And if you like to find out more about these crazy ideas, whether you believe them or not, and they are highly skeptical, but it's a lot of fun to listen to and always first-rate production. So there's lots to learn. Dave, thanks for everything you do. I really appreciate it. And can't wait to listen to the list.
Zen, hope you're enjoying it. Next up, we're going to throw it over to Jason, who does a podcast about local stuff. It's kind of cool. Take it away, Jason.
Hi, my name is Jason Norris of Podcast Local from On The Go FM. Podcast Local is a show exploring the world of podcasters who focus on a geographic niche and tell the stories of their community at podcastlocal.com. My favorite podcast is Mystery Show. It was part of Gimlet and only released 6 episodes before it was canceled. Now, the reason it's my favorite is because it is unlike other shows in that genre of in-the-moment, makes-you-feel-like-you're-there storytelling made famous by a few popular public radio shows. The key difference is host Starley Kine explored different kinds of stories. They were mysteries, which made them compelling. But they were not the same old hard news drama you hear all the time. The mysteries were sometimes little things that people remembered from when they were kids, or some kind of quirky thing that one person just happened to notice and questioned. And because it was not about crime, business, or politics, or maybe because it was not about that, when the mystery was answered, it felt good. And frankly, I think there should be more podcasts like that. Curious, fun, encouraging. Different. Mystery Show was all of those things. And because it's a podcast, because it's on demand, it's still around and it's still waiting for new listeners to enjoy it.
That's right, Jason. It's on demand. You can listen to it right now. Here's the really cool thing about podcasting. For Jason, the Mystery Show, his absolute favorite show. For me, one of the least favorite of mine. And that's the great thing about it. You're like, what's great about that? When people find your show, they're going to be like, ah, or if they go, ugh. Now, for the record, I did not punch the host in the face. I didn't like it. I unsubscribed and kept on going. So the people that love your show are going to listen to it. There is no spam in podcasting. If people don't like your show, they're not going to listen to it. And you just got to be able to say, that's okay. Not everybody is going to love you, but the people that do love you are really going to love you. Let's send it over to Jonathan.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Christopher, and I am the host of the Career Eden podcast. Career Eden is a podcast that discusses career path decision-making, college major considerations, and discovering the best places to live for your chosen occupation. My favorite podcast is the Old Premeds podcast. The Old Premeds podcast is a podcast that discusses the nuances and details and uniqueness of applying to medical school as a non-traditional student. This proved to be a valuable resource because I am applying to medical school at 35 years of age. The Old Premeds podcast is a valuable resource during this time in my life that previously would not be available to me if it were not for podcasts. I highly recommend anyone that has made the decision to apply to medical school to check out the Old Premeds podcast. And for those of you that have yet to decide what your career path would be, please check out Career Eden as we discuss the many aspects of deciding what career to choose, why, and where to live. I also want to thank you, Dave, for providing this valuable resource for people that have valuable content to provide to the listening community of podcasts. Podcasts have proven an invaluable resource for me personally, and I hope to give back to the listening community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, nothing more fun. I went back at the ripe old age of 42. Nothing better than walking into a class and people going, oh, are you the teacher? And you go, no, I'm actually a student. Yeah. Hey, let's send it over to Rob Kearns from Living the Vet Life. Take it away, Rob.
Hey, Dave. Rob Kearns here from the Living the Vet Life podcast, where I help veterans get all the benefits they have earned through their service to the United States military. So give us a listen over at Living the Vet Life. We're on all of the major platforms. All right, my favorite podcast. I'd have to say that my favorite one is the Radio Labyrinth podcast out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's headed up by Tim Andrews of Atlanta Radio alum, and he's not really doing the radio thing that much anymore, but he has his own podcast that he is very involved with. It's a once-a-week pop culture podcast, and let me tell you, I love this thing. As I'm driving to and from work once a week, I listen to this thing, and I feel like I'm part of the conversation as they're talking about the latest TV, old TV, old radio, Atlanta radio specifically, and a lot of times. So give it a listen if you get a chance. It's the Radio Labyrinth podcast with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Lieboff. And this is Rob Kern saying, they're your benefits. You earned them. Use them.
Thank you, Rob. And if we're going in alphabetical order, it means it's my turn. My favorite podcast is The Red Podcast. David Hooper is the host, and man, this guy's done a great job of combining education and entertainment. Dave has that kind of Howard Stern, you never know what you're going to get aspect, like nailed down pat. That was half the fun of this year. It's like, okay, who the heck is he talking to this year? I mean, this year he was called by a telemarketer who was running a fake IRS scam. So what did Dave do? He called them back and turn it into this business lesson, gave you information that you could not get anyplace else. And speaking of that information you can't get anyplace else, he later interviewed a, if you could put up air quotes for me, a professional escort and talked about how she marketed her business. I mean, it was interesting. All this stuff I couldn't get anyplace else. Kind of done. Dave's got a little bit of snarkiness to him, so I kind of like that as well. And if you're tired of business shows that are a little dry, check out Red Podcast. It's at redpodcast.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And let's face it, you've probably heard about that show if you're listening to this right now. It's time to throw it over to Kathy from Rock Your Retirement.
Hi, Dave. This is Kathy Klein calling, and that's Kathy with an E. And the name of my podcast is Rock Your Retirement. And the website is rockyourretirement.com, where I talk about retirement lifestyle, not money. My favorite podcast right now is Retired Excited. And the reason why I like Retired Excited is that Henry Shapiro, who is the host of the show, finds really fascinating guests in his part of the world, which is Australia, to talk about their own retirement lifestyles. So that's my favorite show right now, and I love it. And thanks so much for having this forum. Bye now.
Thank you, Kathy. Speaking of Henry Shapiro.
Hi, it's Henry Shapiro, and my podcast is retiredexcited.com. So retiredexcited.com. Every week we deliver a great idea as we talk to people with a range of life experiences and find out why they're loving their retirement. We interview people loving their retirement, doing the things that they have dreamed of doing all their working life. We hear about their passions and their activities and about their joy. And we talk to a few experts as well. I add some of my own experiences. And really it's a way of people who are approaching retirement or just retired, getting some idea of the really fantastic things that you can do after you finish full-time work. My favorite podcast is Rock Your Retirement. It's at rockyourretirement.com. And it's a podcast put together by Catherine Klein. The reason I like it is it's really obvious that Catherine has a genuine love for her subject and a genuine love for the people who she's serving. She interviews a whole bunch of people with various different aspects to do with retirement. She is a ex-financial advisor, but takes great care to not concentrate on the financial aspects of retirement like most people do, but to talk about the other things, whether they be reading and entertainment or sex or anything at all that's applicable to people who are in retirement. She's built a fantastic community on Facebook with people being actively engaged. And as I say, it's her genuine care for the people in her community that really makes me think, well, this is the best podcast out there.
Thank you, guys. I always tell you, you will attract like-minded people. That's a perfect example. We're going to throw it over to Amanda from The Great Beer Adventure.
Hey, all. Amanda here from Great Beer Adventure, which can be found by going to agreatbeeradventure.com. I use this show to help with my insatiable curiosity around the craft beer community. I ask tons of questions to amazing people, like, what is it like being a brewer's wife? And what happens when you stress out a hop plant? Spoiler, you wouldn't want to be a stressed out hop plant. I also go on road trips to learn all about new breweries. It is tons of fun. My favorite podcast is She Podcast, a fabulous show by Jessica and Elsie. I love how they bring news and tech advice to the show through a fun and entertaining light. They also add in a splash of what it means to be a woman and mom in the podcasting space. Jess and Elsie don't always see eye to eye on a topic, and sometimes they are so passionate about their views that it takes a while before they find a way to come back together. But the bickering leads to some funny quips, and I find myself trying to interject my own two cents.
Thank you, Amanda. Man, when you talk about fun and entertaining shows, it doesn't get much more entertaining than Jessica and Elsie. That is a great show. I've learned more about women on that show. I think that's why I listen to that show. I listen more for the insight into women than I do insights on podcasting. Next up is from the one and only Hall of Fame podcaster, Danny Pena. He is the founder and co-host of Gamertag Radio. Find that at gamertagradio.com. It's an independent online gaming website dedicated to the gaming community that was founded in 2005, back in the day, and intended to help unite all gamers. It's one of the largest and most respected gaming information sites on the internet. Every week, Gamertag Radio records and distributes new episodic content recapping the news of the past week, including discussions about what is happening in the online gaming community, along with interviews and a weekly custom soundtrack highlighting up-and-coming hip-hop artists. Take it away, Mr. Pena.
All right, my name is Danny Pena, founder and co-host of Gamertag Radio. You can check us out at gamertagradio.com. I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, gaming, tech, political podcasts and stuff. But there's one podcast that I listen to all the time. And that's Spawn On Me podcast. Shout out to the crew over there at Spawn On Me. It's about gaming, but also they talk about minorities and gaming. They try their best to get people that are involved in the gaming community and the gaming industry. And it's great because they always have conversations about the industry and the community, how to, as a minority, you know, being Latino, I think that's super important to me, you know, to get that type of podcast, you know, weekly. And it's pretty long. It's like a good 2 hours or so. But shout out to Spot On Me. That's one of my favorite podcasts out there so far in gaming.
Thank you, Danny. Such an awesome guy. But here, listen to that. Not just another, number one, notice another gamer listening to another gaming show. So like minds travel alike. But also, Danny talks about how they added this one thing a little different, little minority talk, and it really connected with him. So again, sometimes just adding a little bit of a niche will really take somebody from kind of just liking your show to loving your show. Next up, we're going to go over to the one and only Steve Stewart.
Dave, it's Steve Stewart from, well, the show that's retired now, Money Planet SOS podcast, and the probably, unfortunately, pod-fated No Debt, No Credit, No Problems podcast, although I've got a few more episodes I'm hoping to release before the end of the year. My favorite podcast, if you were to strap me down to a deserted island, which I just said that out loud and it sounded really weird to me as well, but it would be the same answer that I've given you the past 4 years now? I can't remember how many times you've done this. It's Stacking Benjamins. Now, to be transparent, I actually now work for the host. I actually edit the podcast, which is usually about an hour long, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The show consists of a bunch of different discussions around personal finance topics. It's not a how-to show, and they even joke around the fact that you don't learn anything from the show, but it definitely makes you think, which I love that part about Stacking Benjamins. And it's really good for someone who's got ADD because it's always changing. I don't think there's any segments that go more than 20 minutes, and usually they're less than 15. Let me walk you through the actual format of the show, so that your listeners and your readers of the book version of this can get a general idea of how Stacking Benjamins flows. The first thing you get is the music, and this guy, his name, his character name is Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And when I say he's a character, I mean he's a real character. He's a know-it-all, and he does the introductions for the show. Then you hear from the hosts, Joe Salcihi, who you've had on School of Podcasting before, and OG, which is a moniker for the other guy. They come on the show and give you just a little bit more of a taste about what's coming up for that day, and they usually talk a little bit about what's going on in the world, but they really, I mean, it's limited to about a minute just to warm you up. Then they go into some headlines, so they talk about a couple of news articles or headlines from the news. That takes about 5 or 10 minutes, usually about 10 minutes. Then they go into an interview with a guest. Now, the guest is not necessarily somebody who is in the finance industry. They've done a variety of different interviews with, they had Clark Howard on recently, but then you've had somebody like Austin Kleon. And even in the past, they had Don Hahn, who is a film producer for Disney. I mean, he's done movies like Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Maleficent. So it's a real variety there as well. Once the interview is concluded, then you get to hear again from mom's neighbor, Doug, who gives you a trivia question. Then there's a quick sponsor break. Then Doug comes back on with the answer to the trivia question. And then you go into listener letters and voicemails. And there's more discussion about specific topics that the listeners send in. Finally, it's all wrapped up with mom's neighbor Doug coming on one last time to talk about what you should have learned that day. And that's all I can say about this show. I can't go any further. Those who listen to Stacking Benjamins know what I'm talking about. Stacking Benjamins has been going on now for 4 years. They just released episode 400, and on the same day they released it, Kiplinger's, which is a well-known name in the finance industry, called them the best personal finance podcast of 2016. In our world, that's huge. So that's it. I'm sorry I took up so much time. Very, very worth your time to listen to. It's not boring finance talk like my shows. It's hilarious. It's fun. And I'll even say, you will learn something, but it's not a how-to. It's a, I never thought of it that way before type of show. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go work on episode 401, which, by the way, the trivia answer is 20 million pounds. And no, we're not talking about Great Britain and the measurement of currency. It's 20 million pounds of candy corn. You can find the podcast at stackingbenjamins.com and, of course, on all your favorite podcatchers. Again, this is Steve Stewart from the retired podcast called Money Plan SOS and No Debt, No Credit, No Problems. You can find that all at stevestewart.me.
Thank you so much, Steve. Yeah, to be completely transparent, yes, he works for that guy now, but Steve voted that show number one 3 years in a row before he started working for everyone over at stackingbenjamins.com. So that's really interesting to not only be someone's favorite, but to stay their favorite for years. That's interesting. That's one of the things I've actually liked about this is I'm actually seeing who's still listening in this audience, because there are people who have sent in clips every single year that didn't send in clips this year that I kind of want to go, maybe they're not listening anymore. We'll have to see. Next up, we have the one and only Stargate Pioneer.
Hello, my name is Stargate Pioneer, but everybody that knows me calls me SP. I'm from the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast at GunnaGeek.com, where my co-hosts Lauren, Haley, and myself talk about the Marvel comic-based ABC television show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. every week. Or, if there isn't a new episode to discuss, we take on something else in the Marvel comic universe, like the blockbuster films, other Marvel comic-based shows on Netflix, Marvel comic-based cartoon series, and we always run down the weekly Marvel news. My favorite podcast for 2016 is Stuff You Missed in History Class from the HowStuffWorks.com website. This podcast knocks it out of the park for me. First of all, the subject matter appeals to me. I love learning about specific interesting events or people that are not well understood in history. The format of the podcast is informal and engaging, and the hosts, who have changed over the years, always take time to explain things in a manner that can appeal to most listeners of all age groups. I found the podcast as a recommendation from some other new podcasters when I was needing to fill some time in the car throughout my travels this past year. After just one episode, I wanted more, and ultimately I ended up downloading their entire back catalog, and I'm still running through it today. After all, they have over 840 episodes as of the end of October 2016, which date back to June 9th, 2008. The episodes are generally short. The first episodes were in the 4 to 5 minute range, while the more recent episodes can run anywhere from 30 to 55 minutes. The information in this podcast is absolutely the history class I wanted in high school, and often reminds me of the old 80s television series Head of the Class in its unique style and look towards subjects that we all once thought we knew everything there was to know about, but we didn't. I often find myself itching to take another road trip just to knock out the next few episodes. Dave Jackson, thank you so much for pulling this information together every year. I have had the door open for me to so many good podcasts the last couple of years, recommended by other listeners just from this one annual episode of the School of Podcasting. And thank you for all that you do for podcasting. Podcasting is definitely better off for having the Dave Jackson as such a big part of it since 2005. Happy holidays, and I'm looking forward to what podcasting brings in 2017. See you guys. Bye.
Thank you, SP. Great guy. And here again, what did he do? Podcasting was spread via word of mouth. He went over and listened and then did what? That's right. He downloaded their back catalog. Now, if you're wondering why I'm introducing some of these people, it's because I interviewed them on another show. I asked them this question and I forgot to ask them to tell them a little bit about their show. So next up, we have Lee Silverstein of the Colon Cancer Podcast. You can find that at thecoloncancerpodcast.com. It's a podcast that was created to provide survivors, caregivers, and professionals a vehicle to share their stories of struggle, hope, and survival in the face of colon cancer, and to provide hope and inspiration to those affected by the disease. Here is Lee.
I'll have to go to probably the podcast I've been listening to the longest. It is an NPR show. I was hoping to pick something a little more niche, but I'm a huge fan of the TED Radio Hour. I like learning, and I find that I'm always learning something fascinating. I'm a big fan of TED Talks. I remember listening to the one that Monica Lewinsky did back in March, and they put it on the TED Radio Hour, and I came right home and said to my wife, I said, remember Monica Lewinsky? And she kind of rolled her eyes and said, you got to listen to this TED Talk. It's pretty amazing. So that's my go-to is, you know, if I had to have one, it's the TED Radio Hour.
Thank you, Lee. Again, everything we're talking about today, schoolofpodcasting.com/456. The TED Radio Hour is one I'm going to start listening to for two reasons, the content, but also to kind of reverse engineer it and look at how that content is being actually presented. Next up, we're going to throw it over to Brian.
Hello, I'm Brian Insminger, the host of the Engaging Missions show at engagingmissions.com. Each week, I share stories from missionaries, church planters, and ministry leaders. My favorite podcast is the Audacity to Podcast. The reason it's my favorite is because I appreciate how Daniel J. Lewis can take complex subjects and make them understandable, how he shares relevant and timely information, how he brings his personality to the show, and how he makes me feel like he cares about me as a person, even though I know that I'm part of a larger audience. In fact, I so appreciate what he's doing through his podcast, I also joined his premium group, Podcasters Society. If you're a podcaster, I'd recommend that you check out the Audacity to Podcast at theaudacitytopodcast.com.
There you go. Listen to that one. This is how he made me feel, and consequently, what did he do? He went over and bought Daniel's product. How cool is that? Yeah, Daniel is a great guy, the Audacity to Podcast. If you want to get a little me and Daniel at the same time, go check out podcastersroundtable.com, and not only will you get Daniel and myself, you'll get the very sexy Ray Ortega. Next up, we have Kale Nelson from the Ham Radio 360 show.
Dave Jackson, it's Kale Nelson from HamRadio360.com and the HamRadio360.com podcast. It's all about amateur radio. It's a great show. If you guys are interested in ham radio, check it out. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you about my favorite podcast. And it's kind of funny because I thought I would have to think through this because I've got a lot of favorites that are in my player and I download the shows and listen to them when I can. There's only one that I don't miss. It's not a when I can listen. It's a Monday morning listen. And I'm not trying to score brownie points here with the teacher or anything like that. But to be honest with you, it is the School of Podcasting. I don't miss it. I get it every time. I learn. I get excited. I'm motivated. It's been a great foundation to build my shows on, and I love it. Absolutely, Dave. Thank you so much for the School of Podcasting. My favorite podcast, 2016, 2017, even back in 15 and 14. It's been the School of Podcasting. Thank you so much, Dave, for all you do. We'll catch you later. It's K4CDN73.
That's amazing. Still blows my mind and deeply humbled. I'm sitting in a room right now, and my face is red. It's weird to be embarrassed by yourself. It's kind of a new thing. But Kale, thank you so much for that. And next up, we have Jen from the Anomaly Podcast.
Hey, Dave. I'm Jen Rhodes. I'm one of the founding co-hosts of the Anomaly Podcast, found at anomalypodcast.com. That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com. It's a geek girl show. We've been going since 2007, and we talk about everything from sci-fi, fantasy, movies, books, games, you name it, we talk about it. It's a geek chat show. My favorite podcast is Treks in Sci-Fi, and this is why. My co-host and I started listening to podcasts like 11 or 12 years ago, and one of the first ones we heard was Rico Dosti's Treks in Sci-Fi, which is a podcast all about Star Trek, or started out being all about Star Trek. He was kind of down in the dumps about the fact that there was nothing currently on television that was Star Trek. Enterprise had just ended, and there was nothing on the horizon as far as Star Trek was concerned. And so he wanted to help keep Star Trek alive through his podcast. And so I got my friend Angela, who's my co-host, started listening to this show. And I remember writing into him, and my co-host and I, we used to work together. And I remember when Rico read my email on his show for the first time, I freaking jumped up from my desk and I ran down the hall as fast as I could and was like, Angela, Angela, Rico read my email. And we like did the dance of joy, you know, like Balky Bartakamoose from Perfect Strangers. And it was hilarious. But ever since then, we've listened to Rico's show. And back in the day, there was forums instead of Facebook. And we joined his forum and we became friends with him. and he thought we were hilarious and encouraged us to start our podcast. We often describe ourselves as the Laverne and Shirley to his Happy Days, because we're kind of we're one of the first spinoff shows. And Rico is really cool about encouraging others to podcast. He turns his show over every other episode to a guest podcaster and lets them do whatever they want on his show for one episode. And it's really cool of him, and it helps encourage people to, you know, try out podcasting for a while. And like I said, he's become a good friend of ours, and we have kind of an unofficial network with him and several other people that we met on the forums who've become kind of our best friends, even though we've never met them. We've met Rico now. We all promote each other's shows. We've been guests on each other's shows. And it's all because of Rico. If you like Star Trek, Star Wars, classic sci-fi fantasy movies, I encourage you to check out Treks in Sci-Fi. He's such a great guy. And his podcasts are super entertaining. And oh my gosh, does he have a million? He has a million of them. I think he started in 2005. And you can find him at treksinscifi.com. And thank you so much, Dave, for your excellent podcast. I'm really getting a lot out of it. I just discovered it. I learned about it from the Podcasters Roundtable. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Jen. Man, so many things there that she said in that clip that I just go, see, number one, when you talk about people on your show, they run down the hall and dance. I told you, they get giddy. That's very cool. And there at the end, what did she say? I swear I hear that at least twice a month. I found you because of the Podcasters Roundtable. So you should be networking with other shows like yours. In fact, a great example of this is our last entry here today from Jonathan, who does a science show for kids. And guess what kind of show he listens to? Well, I'll let Jonathan tell you.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Messenger. My show is called The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, which you can find at finncaspian.com. And it's a sci-fi serial story for kids ages 5 to 10 about four friends who live aboard a space station and explore uncharted planets from there, facing off with all sorts of crazy aliens. And I thought, for my favorite podcast, I would actually recommend another kids podcast called Tumble. It's a science podcast that does a great job of involving kids and tackling interesting topics and using different storytelling techniques to tell the various stories that it wants to tell. It's a lot of fun for kids, and honestly, I learn a lot from it as well. So it's great for families, but as a podcaster, I also think I've learned a lot from it, just in terms of being flexible in how I tell stories and making sure that the style of the story is matching the content. And it's a great example of the growing number of high-quality, independently produced podcasts for kids that has me really, really excited. So that's it. Thanks, Dave, for doing this.
Thank you. Thank everybody. Everything we talked about today, you can find at schoolpodcasting.com/546. Now, I got to tell you, if you have kids in the car, I'm dead serious about this. I want you to stop the podcast right now. Stop the podcast if you have kids in the car or whatever. I'm serious about this. If you have kids, and this is not safe for kids, because we're going to talk about something. And so are you moving? If you're listening at home or something like that, stop the podcast because we're going to talk about Santa Claus. Yeah. So if you have kids in the car, stop, because I realized something today. You might be sitting there thinking, hey, 2017 should probably be the year I should start a podcast. But who would listen to me? I mean, I'm not really, I don't know. I just don't know if I could do this. I mean, I've got experience and stuff, and I think I could do it, but I don't know if anybody would really listen to me. Do you realize that? And we call that imposter syndrome, by the way. The biggest imposter is Santa Claus. I mean, let's think about it. This guy has a great story. He has great production. He has great promotion. Talk about promoting something. You got to promote your story for people to know it. And because of his awesome story and the fact that, what does he do? He brings gifts. He has now become part of your routine in many, many cases. I mean, I had to hurry up on Christmas Eve and watch Rudolph, because that is just part of my routine. She thinks I'm cute, right? And so I thought about this. Your podcast, I've said this before, is a gift. And if a big imposter like good old Saint Nick can become part of people's routines, you can too. Now, it's easy when you say, yeah, well, everybody's talking about that guy. He's got a prime spot at the mall. Okay. So it's not going to happen overnight. But we heard today where when people find your stuff, they download their back catalog. When you connect with your audience, they dance in the hallway. When you ask the questions that they want to hear, when you give them something, people like to learn. I think that was one theme I heard through this year's thing. A lot of people like to learn stuff, especially when you give them stuff you can't get other places. I heard a lot of people say engaging. I heard a lot of people talk about when you inspire people, right? I mean, Randy Cantrell does a great job of inspiring me, those kind of things. But if you're like, oh, I don't know if anybody will listen to me, throw away that imposter thing, come out with your best story, your best content, go out and buy it. Don't spend $2,000 on a microphone. Please don't do that. But you can come up with a great website. It costs about the price of an Xbox, maybe a little more, maybe a little memory stick in that Xbox to launch a podcast. I would love to help you do that. And all you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Use the coupon code listener. For the record, that coupon code is nowhere on my website. You're only hearing it right now, and that's the only people I give it to, is because you've made it to the end of the show and you're listening. And my way of saying thank you is to say, hey, use the coupon code listener. It's LISTENER. So everybody, thank you so much for a 2016. This was the year that I wanted to do some things that I wasn't comfortable with. And I did. I started a mastermind. Remember, I called it the Castermind. And that worked okay for the better part of half a year. But after a while, it kind of fizzled out. And I've got that experience. And I wouldn't call that one a failure. I learned a lot of lessons from that one. The one I thought was hilarious is when I launched Podcast Mentorship. This is when I had lost my job, needed money quick, and thought I would launch this big high price thing with no promotion behind it. That fell absolutely flat on its face. That was like, if you could just put a big giant L on your forehead, that was like, looser. Yeah, that didn't work at all. And at the end of the year, I ended up feeding a horse out of my hand. That is something I was definitely not comfortable with. And you know what? I'm still here. I got a lot of really cool lessons that I learned from, and I've got some really cool insights for 2017 that I'm going to be sharing with you next week. On things that, you know, this year was the year of being uncomfortable. Next year, I've got a whole thing that I know I'm going to be doing to get laser focused and really figure out where I want to go and then go there. So we'll be talking about that next week as we get into 2017. And I want you, we do have homework. You ready? Here's what I want you to do. schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Because this is something I'll talk about it more next week. But obviously, you listen to podcasts, and in theory, I should have done this at the beginning of the show. There's one lesson learned, but I'm doing it here. What are your pet peeves? What are things that people do in your podcast that just drive you crazy? That you're like, ugh, right? Whatever it is, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You can email me over there. You can click on a button and record your message right there. If you want to upload your message and record it, that's over there as well. If you want to call it in, 888-563-3228, that's over there. schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. This will be the last episode of January. We're going to look at pet peeves. And I appreciate anyone who's doing this, just like this week. You will have a link out at the website to your show. So be sure to tell us a little bit about your show. We do appreciate that. And hope you had a great 2016. Looking forward to 2017. You guys ready for my prediction for 2017? I'm going to go out on a limb. Podcasting is going to continue to grow. Oh, I know. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. But thanks so much for tuning in. Do your homework. schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Let me know your favorite pet peeves. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting. Until then, class is dismissed, and so is 2016. See ya! If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. Any final thoughts in 2016, Bernie? No final thoughts? That's it? You're just going to purr your way out of 2016? Ah! Thank you, sir.